101. Your route to Police Scotland. We're now connecting you to your local service centre. Good afternoon, Police Scotland.
I'd like the main number for Grampian Police.
Right, okay. Whereabouts up north is it, exactly?
I just need the main number. It's for Aberdeen.
Okay, hold on a minute, please.
Hello?
Hello there, happy to have you there.
Is this Grampian Police?
We deal with all the calls up here in the area. How can I help you?
I need to you to tell me if this is Grampian Police.
Okay, where are you, sir? Are you at a...
It's not relevant as to where I am. I just need to be put through or given a number for Grampian Police.
We're no longer Grampian Police. We're Police Scotland. And if you want to...
Okay. I would like to speak to, just a second while I check the email. Who would have sent it to me? Let me see. I'll type in. Let's see. Yeah, here we go. That's all, Emma. Major incident team in Grampian Police. I would like to ask, I could either speak to DC Bonner or DS Geddes.
Geddes, okay, and who might be speaking there, sir?
Can you speak up, please? I have hearing difficulties. I also have to use the hands-free because of muscle damage.
Oh, right, okay, no, I was just asking who is it
that
I'm speaking with.
Oh, Andrew Buchan.
Andrew Buchan?
Yeah.
I
received a call from him. The message he left is actually on this phone.
Oh, I see. He would leave a first name or a four-digit badge number or anything like that.
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, not at all. Right.
All right. It's been a while since I actually listened to the message. But he is actually, I think he is Caroline Bonner's senior officer anyway, a detective sergeant, Geddes. It was called the Major Incident Team back then. I don't know if it still is. I heard they changed the name.
Right, no problem, because DC Bonner is actually not in today. She's on annual leave.
Yeah, she does tend to be on take a lot of holidays. She's the most elusive. I think the elusive pimpernel would describe her, but you know, to a T. Okay, Mr.
I think I found DS Geddes. He works in the same team as
DS Geddes, which is found in the major incidents team.
Yeah. Okay, no problem. Are you okay to hold the line there, Mr. Buckley? I'll see.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Perfect. Thank you. Hello, Mr. Buckley.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for holding. Unfortunately, DS Geddes has actually moved to a different area. Would you like me to transfer you through to that area to see if we can call him there?
What area is he working in now?
Now, he's working down in Dundee now.
Dundee?
Yeah.
That's quite strange. Well, just a second while I go back to this. You see, I've got a lot of evidence here. Let me see, what shall I put? Caroline Bonner. You know, let's see, Bonner, Caroline. Answer office reply. I am currently on, one moment please, pretending to leave. Anything urgent, please contact T.S. Geddes or SIM, MIT. I'll go back, let me see. Oh, I've got loads of stuff here. Oh yeah, this is really big. Right, anyway, what is this one?
I mean, T.C. Bonner is back on tomorrow morning. Do you
want me to
pass a message on for her?
Well, I'll tell you what I would like you to do now is pass me over to police complaint.
The
independent, whoever I think. Let me see. Independent something? It's been a while. But I don't think they're going to be leaving any rock unturned this time.
If you're wishing to make a complaint, sir, I'll be direct you to our website where you can when you can fill in a form, or I can get my supervisor to call you back and take a complaint
right,
for the phone.
Right, have a look.
If you don't care, I've got a telephone number that can call you back on, Mr. Buckhead.
It's 077
077
22
22
99
99
8 8
333. Okay, I'll get my supervisor to phone you back and
speak
further about this.
Police Scotland. Can you give me your email web page, please?
Give me a second, I'll just get that for www.
Yeah.
Dot Scotland.
Yeah.
Dot police.
Uh huh.
Dot UK.
Okay, I'm on that page already. I was just making sure because there's no government GOV on it. I was just making sure that it was the right page.
Well, what I can do is I can get my supervisor to phone you back about this. Okay.
Right. What link would take me to the police complaints commission? Is that it?
Give me a second.
The Police Complaints Commission. I'll do it in a separate search. Let's hang on. Police Complaints Commission. Let's have a look. Independent police. Oh yeah, that sounds more like it, but I'm sure. Is it run by police officers by any chance?
I mean, for the independent police, I'm not quite sure how they operate, but I mean, if you go onto our Police Scotland website, there is a link if you mention everywhere.
And this will be the people I need to complain to, is it?
So, through Police Scotland, yes. But I can get my supervisor to phone you back from the guard.
Just ask you a question. The Independent Police Complaints Commission, will these be the people who will be dealing with the complaints?
I mean, the independent police has a separate procedure. We have our own procedures within the...
Well, I don't really have much faith in your procedure, because Miss Bonner was actually supposed to have gone to Cobble Hall in Verudy, investigated the whereabouts of former residents and staff, and reported at a court, and stated that there were no members of staff present, in particular Paul Morrell, among others, but Paul Morrell and the others were no longer there. That to me is perjury.
Well, I can't comment on the independent.
Well, I can.
Well, I can get my supervisor to phone you back and discuss.
I need firstly to know if I have to go through you first, or should I just basically go and speak to the Independent Police Complaints Commission.
Well, you can certainly speak to the Independent Police Commission, but my supervisor will phone you back and discuss this further, and then...
Well, you can do that, but I will expect you to be honest. Well, I will expect you to answer, your supervisor to answer every question with a simple yes or no, And if any other detail is needed, to keep it brief, please.
Okay, Mr. Buffett, I'll try and get my supervisor to...
Thank you very much.
Bye now.